Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, the day after Independence Day. What a day it was yesterday. Lots of fireworks, and we had a great lunch over at the Village Inn on 4th Street here in St. Petersburg. Thanks to everybody that showed up. We had more people show up than what we thought were going to be there. Met some new friends, and there you go. And talked with some old ones we hadn't seen in a while. But I am your captain, Matt Bruce, and I am the host of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm a retired fire rescue captain with tomorrow's news tonight. That's what we pattern ourselves as. And we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations along the networks we're on, the GCN Live Radio Network, USA radio stations, as well as Salem Media stations in some of the biggest markets in the country, as well as leading independent stations all across the country, here, there, and everywhere, it seems like. We have new people popping up, calling every night, sending us messages from places where they're hearing us. Now, we also broadcast via the Internet and a satellite around the world. Maria in Germany chimed in again. Hello, Maria, and her friends are listening to us in Germany. And then we have an affiliate in India, Radio Gurana, I think. I hope I'm saying that right. That's the way it's spelled. And their listeners, a large contingent listening to us over there. But we always give a special shout-out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, delivering the products and services that need to be done. Also to our FedEx and UPS drivers, to our bulk mail center drivers, the coast-to-coast guys were, of course, working yesterday like normal. But today, the local delivery guys will be going, moving around. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, jet fuel, and other petroleum products that we need to have. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's our Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Now we're going to go out to California, take a look at the weather a little bit later. But right now we're going to bring in Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to everybody out there.
Okay. We got kind of an interesting weather night here going. I'm pretty sure you're probably having some weather of your own out there, but right now it's 84 degrees here in beautiful downtown Tampa Bay, 84 degrees at the airport where I'm sitting right now, and it's partly cloudy. How about you? What's the temperature out there?
Well, we got about 62 degrees right now, but it was a warm 4th of July. People had a lot of fun and lots of fireworks all over the place.
Oh, it was really warm yesterday. It was not a day you wanted to be out very long. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. The heat factor was well into the hundreds most everywhere down here. So there you go. It was like 95 degrees, a little bit warmer than that inland. There might have been 100 here and there, but the heat index was way up there. All right, well, we're going to go back to our norm today, and we played the national anthem several different ways yesterday. I got a lot of comments, Kyle, about that group those four young men that sang the national anthem. A lot of people like that.
That's great. Yeah, well, they were pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. All right, well, we're going to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, indeedy. And we certainly emphasize the two words under God. Because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and people don't understand that a lot. Yesterday, there was a lot of reference to it on a lot of television shows and whatnot that were patriotic, talking about the reference between God and country. And, of course, in the Declaration of Independence, you don't have to go very far to see the reference to our Creator and God and different references to religion in there, which is what our country was founded on, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we had an amazing drone attack that Moscow said for the most part they repelled in Russia. And first they came out and they blamed the Ukrainians. Well, Ukraine says, hey, don't look at us. It wasn't us. So now who do you think Russia's blaming?
Who are they blaming?
The U.S. and NATO.
Yes. Well, I can imagine that they might, but NATO's not attacking Moscow, last time I checked.
And the Kremlin is hot over this. The rhetoric is getting really intense, and they're pointing their finger directly at us, the United States, and NATO for the attacks that they repelled for the most part with the drones that flew into Moscow.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that on the face of this, this kind of sounds like a pretext for something. Certainly, we have no interest at all right now, NATO nor the United States on its own, for attacking Moscow with drones. That's just not in the offing right now. So they're definitely looking the wrong place.
All righty, I hear the music coming, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Of course, if you want to call, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll be right back to Kyle on this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Of course, Mike Lindell is still having a big-time 4th of July sale where a number of items at MyPillow.com, the website, are on sale for 80% off their mark price. So you have to have a promo code to do that. The promo code that will get you that 80% discount is CAPTAIN, one word, CAPTAIN. So if you go to MyPillow.com and you take a look at what he has there that's on sale, and it says with product code, price so-and-so and such, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll get a tremendous discount and savings on a lot of different things there. And we want to thank the people that have been taking advantage of that because they're saving a lot of money right now. And I had one person send me an email and tell me that they were stocking up for Christmas now. They were starting to hide Christmas presents because they've got money to be able to buy their Christmas gifts right now. So that's what they're doing. And that's another idea that you might want to apply here. But, of course, pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, pajamas, things for your bedroom, a lot of different stuff, very useful things, MyPillow.com. And some of the items that are there are marked down 80%, and you can save that with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them 24/7 at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Give them a call, and a live person will answer any questions you have, or you can place your order there. And it works out quite good, actually. You can do it all on the phone instead of doing a computer or your cell phone, however you would normally do it. But promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com, telephone number to call, 800-641-5459, because you're going to save a bunch of money. And that's always a good thing. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Now, we had a rash of shootings over the 4th, and at least 10 people were killed by those shootings across the country. Maybe a few more, because there might have been another shooting that happened last night. There were so many of them starting to come in around the country, kind of crisscrossing the country, that you really had a tough time trying to keep up with it. And apparently in Philadelphia, throwing gasoline on the fire, one of their progressive DAs, who, again, very, very, very liberal, used the 4th of July massacre they had there. I think they had 5 people killed in the shooting there, to insert politics hours after the shooting occurred. And, of course, right away it was, well, we got to get their guns off the street, and we got to get rid of these assault weapons and all that sort of stuff. Well, here we go again with the assault weapons argument. And they're wrong. They're just wrong. An AR-15 is not an assault weapon, unless, of course, it's been altered in some way to make it with the bump stocks or whatever the deal is that they do in different ways, or made it so it would fire more than one shot at a time by squeezing the trigger one time to fire the weapon. But anyway, my point here is, once again, and even Joe Biden jumped all over the gun control stuff again. We need to get these weapons off the street and all that. I mean, it's not the weapon. It's the person with the gun. And there's always something screwy with the shooter that went wrong somewhere. Something screwy with the shooter. Maybe there's been no sign of anything, or maybe they've been acting weird, and then they go out and just start shooting up the town. And, oh, by the way, there was an incident being reported in Las Vegas as an armed Las Vegas casino worker likely stopped a mass shooter who he affronted, who had a gun or guns coming into the casino, and this guy took him out as he accosted him, started to pull the weapon up, and the employee merely shot the guy and killed him right on the spot.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. But you know, Captain, the idea of the assault weapons and this district attorney in Philadelphia, they're employing this again. Their idea of the incrementalism. They just want to come get your assault weapons, and we can all agree, right, that the assault weapons are bad. I mean, this is how the argumentation goes. But you're right; they completely misdefine what the weapon really is. The assault weapons sound scary. AR-15s look scary. They're counting on these things in order to get public support rather than have the public be actually informed. And so by doing these things incrementally, they believe they're going to achieve their goal at some point. So that's all part of their strategy.
But in the meantime, a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a couple of guns who was going to go in and obviously shoot the place up. And you don't hear a word about it unless you find it on conservative media. You won't even see it on any of the liberal websites or the news sites. Won't even see that.
Well, that's exactly right. And it looks like this story in Las Vegas, looks like an employee of an upscale Las Vegas apartment complex foiled the mass shooting, according to this being reported by Newsmax right now. So it doesn't appear that it was a casino in the strict sense, but it may have been an area where a lot of people might have been congregating for some other reason. But you're right. It's definitely the good guy with the gun can stop the bad guy with the gun, and that does seem to slip through the fingers of the mainstream media.
Yeah, well, that one did, because you can't find it over there. Now, the Secret Service, of course, is busy now trying to investigate the suspected cocaine discovered inside the White House, and I'm being told that it was cocaine, that there's no suspecting about it, because, of course, they called out the Hazardous Materials Unit and evacuated the White House to get the powder that was apparently spilled on the rug or dropped on the rug cleaned up, and then they evaluated it, and they said that it was cocaine in the West Wing of the White House. That's the working part of the White House.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you had any business where suddenly one of your employees brought in cocaine and dropped it on the floor, there would be hell to pay, I'm sure. But in the White House, certainly the West Wing, they had to take all the different precautions because they didn't know what this substance was. They didn't know if it was some other kind of agent or something like that. And as well they should, they made sure that the president was safe and that they made the final determination. And now they'll have their investigation, we hope, we think.
Well, what was funny was listening to the Alphabet Soup networks report this, because they did report it, and one of them went so far as to say this. While the powder was found while the Bidens were away for the weekend.
Yes, well. So
they had to
that
say
sound?
That because everybody's thinking Hunter Biden. Everybody.
I just think it sounds funny in and of itself. And, well, the president and the first lady were away, so they broke out the cocaine. I mean, that sounds, you know, like a, you know, it's a weekend, it's a party now, this kind of thing.
Party of Bernie's.
So, that's right. But, of course, you know, we don't know if there's any connection to Hunter Biden, but, you know, somebody had this stuff and somebody dropped it and somebody's going to get found out, I think.
Yeah, but that's where your mind goes.
Well, yeah, but again, there could be any number of people. There are a lot of people working the West Wing, so absolutely.
Now, there's a headline out there, and I don't quite understand, and I don't believe the headline, but I'm going to read it exactly. GOP struggles to present vast evidence on Biden. There's no shortage of evidence on Biden coming out right now about the money thing and the Biden family trust, whatever you want to call it. With it, grandkids getting money and more accounts showing up and this, that, and the other, more money showing up, perhaps as much as $40 million when he was vice president up to the current time. It's just there's no shortage of information.
Well, that's right. So their quandary right now is to how to get all that information out there because there's so much of it. And honestly, there can be a tipping point where it's too much saturation of Hunter Biden stuff or Biden family stuff. So I think that they need to pick their battles on it to see what is going to be the most relevant, what's going to be the most eye-opening, and all of it's still going to be there. But in order to create that critical mass with the public, they need, I think their issue is they've got to try to find a way to hit those high points to get people interested.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind, as well as the mind of most of our listeners, that there is our president and members of his family, certain members of Congress, leaders of Congress, both Democrat and perhaps even Republican, have been compromised by money given to them by the Chinese government and Chinese interests. As far as lobbying what they wanted to get done and taken care of across the world and across the country. So I hear the music again, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to talk about that influence. We're going to talk about what it is that may or may not be happening to the United States. Actions speak louder than words. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA News Update. The U.S. and Russia are in talks about a possible prisoner swap involving a Wall Street Journal reporter. That's according to a Kremlin spokesperson who also noted that talks must be carried out and continue in complete silence. Evan Gershkovich is accused of spying by Russia. Beachgoers in New York keeping their eyes on the water this July 4th after a shark attack on a young swimmer.
Monday at Robert Moses State Beach, a 15-year-old girl suffered some wounds to her leg after she was bitten.
A shark attack at the lifeguard station Kismet Beach.
A few hours later, about 7 miles away on Kismet Beach, a 15-year-old boy who was surfing was bitten by a shark on his left foot. Meantime, Tuesday morning, there was a shark sighting on Robert Moses State Beach Field Number 4, and people were asked to get out of the water. Lisa G., New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I've taken for, I don't know, maybe 13 years now, I do believe, something like that. It's a product I take for one simple reason. It works, and I'm using it now as a preventative measure to make sure that the swelling doesn't come back in my ankle and my foot and my leg like it had been, because right now that's all under control, thank God. And what causes that is a buildup of fluids. And inflammation also helps that to fire up, where your legs will swell, your ankles will hurt. And if you've got prior injuries from maybe sports or working or something like that, broken a bone or whatnot, maybe your shoulder hurts, your elbow hurts, your hand hurts, maybe your knees or your back or your feet or your legs or whatever, but something's hurting, this is a product that more than likely will help you null or get rid of the pain altogether, because that's what it's designed to do. Now, that's because what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which happens to be all natural, goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it helps to stop it or make it less uncomfortable for you. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go there. Check it out. $19.95 on the three-week quick start. You order it. By the end of the third week, you'll know whether or not it's going to work for you or not. If it doesn't, you're only out $20. But After that, you'll go on automatic delivery. You'll get the normal monthly supply, and away you go. Take it as directed. I take mine in the morning with my breakfast, whatever meal it is that I have, first meal of the day. Sometimes it's not early in the morning. Sometimes it's later in the morning, but that's when I take it, and then I've got it in me for the rest of the day. And it works. Period. It works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Yep, $19.95 is what it's going to cost you through the three-week supply, the three-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. Well, Mr. Kyle, obviously when it rains, it pours, and the guns are only one part of the equation. But how about this one? For the 47th straight month, legal gun sales have topped 1 million per month for 47 months in a row.
That is really something. It's an incredible statistic, isn't it, Captain? Do you think that it might, just might, sort of give us the idea that people want to make sure that they can protect themselves, that maybe they think that with all these calls to defund the police, with all the rising crime even prior to that, that people want to say to themselves, I need to feel safe in my own home?
Absolutely. And yesterday at lunch, I'll tell you this much, I know two women that had came to our lunch. I know two women that were packing legally.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. And, of course, when it comes to self-defense, not only are gun sales up, but, of course, more and more people have these tasers and these kinds of things that they carry with them.
Pepper spray, whatever.
That's exactly right. But, again, it's this indication that people want not only want to feel safe in their homes, but they want to feel safe when they go to the grocery store or walk out in the parking lot to their car. You know, we've seen follow-home robberies. We've seen broad daylight carjackings, or, you know, especially in some of these different cities where the crime just seems to be going literally through the roof.
Now, our good friend, Congressman Greg Stube, Florida congressman from just down below across the bay, down there in Sarasota and Charlotte counties, has talked about the Biden business deals. Matter of fact, he said, and I quote, this is treasonous activity from the highest level, what we're hearing with what Biden's been up to, Joe Biden and the Biden family.
Well, that's right. And this is very strong language from Congressman Stube, because treason against the United States and the U.S. Code, of course, is carries very, very terrible consequences, shall we say. So by saying treason, that's a big, big step, isn't it?
He has done things based on the whims of China. By the way, China and Cuba is not going to last very long. That is a big mistake to allow China to build a base down there where they're going to put their, and we talked about this with Denise yesterday, they're going to put their listening devices in down there. They're going to start listening to a lot of different transmissions from our military bases along the southern part of the U.S., and we got plenty of them, key installations, I might add, as well as our space space headquarters are there in Florida at Cape Canaveral, Port Canaveral. It's just going to get bad, and we got to get them the hell out of there. Somebody's got to get tough about this and say, okay, that's it. No electronics, no missiles, no nothing. See ya.
Well, you know, the parallels to the Cuban Missile Crisis are just undeniable in the sense
this is more than missiles. This is more than missiles now.
Of course. But yeah. Historically, the comparison is that the having something that's 90 miles off the shore of Florida, of the United States, basically, is just unacceptable. And they absolutely can't have this kind of thing happening there. So how to go about it? That's the $64,000 question, isn't it?
Well, how to go about it is to just get tough and say, listen, we're not going to let you ship anything in here. There'll be no military shipments. We're going to stop. We're going to do the blockade thing again. See what happens. I know what will happen. There'll be a confrontation, but so what? You're pointing out to the bad guys that they can't do what they're doing because we aren't going to allow it.
Well, exactly. The blockade's one of the first things that comes to mind, and that was kind of the compromise position back then because they thought that was the least confrontational, at least at that time.
And who opened up Cuba wide open once again? Who did that? Was it Donald Trump?
No, that would be Barack Obama, I believe.
And then Donald Trump closed the door a bit again, and then Joe Biden opened it wide open again.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that can come out of this, though, I think, is that once this, but I don't think that the Biden administration is going to make a heck of a big deal about all of this, ultimately. But an administration that would make a heck of a big deal out of it, would begin to point up again the kind of regime that exists in Cuba. I mean, everything would be, nothing would be off limits, basically, in terms of talking about the stark differences of that system and how the people are still being repressed as to what it's like here in freedom.
Now, there are a bunch of talking heads that have been talking about the Hunter Biden plea deal, saying that the prosecutor has a conflict of interest, should have been recused from the case to begin with, number one, and number two, that this agreement doesn't hold water, that it needs to be changed, the judge needs to do something different and not accept the plea deal.
Well, I think a lot of Americans see this as a slap on the wrist. They see it as something that somebody was able to finagle because of who they are and the connections that they have. And then, of course, the idea of trying to make this kind of go away, just make it go away before it, it keeps going with the election. So I think that was the primary mission here to make that happen. But if there is a true conflict of interest, then that calls everything else into question.
Now, a federal judge yesterday put the kibosh to the government's contact with these social media companies and trying to get people censured and quieted and this, that, and the other. And he told the government they can't do it.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, just yesterday on the program, not 24 hours ago, you were reading the first part of the Declaration of Independence. Of course, that led to the Revolutionary War, which led to the U.S. Constitution, right, after the formation of the United States fully.
Yep.
And of course, what's the First Amendment? Is that you have freedom of expression. And the government's not supposed to be able to infringe upon your freedom of expression, freedom of speech. Well, this judge has now told the Biden administration what we knew 247 years ago.
He quoted the Declaration of Independence.
Right, right. But the idea is that he said the FBI, Health and Human Services, other Biden administration agencies, they can't go to these places inducing any manner of removal, deletion, suppression, or reduction of content containing protected free speech. Judge had to tell the government that. So that's where we're at. But at least he told them that.
Now we'll see if they work their way around that, because, again, we were talking about Biden trying to work his way around the recent decision when it came to the student loans, and he was going to do this, this, and this. Well, not necessarily, because I guarantee you, if he tries to do that, it's going to get shot down again by the Supreme Court or another court because of the Supreme Court decision.
It will.
Yep.
Guarantee it.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report here on the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cold sweat, thinking about days we
great. And I mean great. Bonnie Raitt, That's Just Love, sneaking up on you. Kyle, I like that song.
Oh, I like that song, too, Bonnie Raitt. She's just an incredible, incredible musician. She really, she's the real deal.
Yeah, she was playing the slide guitar in that one. That was her playing the lead there.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah,
she's,
yeah. Well,
she's really good. And her songs, she hasn't, I don't know that I've heard anything quite like her since she arrived on the scene years ago, but her songs were very distinctive. You knew it was her when she was playing it.
Yeah, because she brought that, just as you're talking about, the slide guitar, the bluesy feel.
And the bass. Did you hear the bass in there?
Of course.
I love that when they get thumping on the bass in there. That does it all. All right, well, let me just tell everybody, severe thunderstorms in the central part of the U.S. today. Areas of dangerous heat, again. It's going to be just scorching out there if you're in Arizona and the desert of Southern California, especially east of San Diego. My goodness, the temperatures are going to be really, really, really hot. And, of course, you got weather in the northwest right now. Not only some heat, but also some fog, it looks like, up around Seattle. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to take a look real quick at our radar map right here. Some central Wyoming. We've got a lot of rain right around Thermopolis, also around I-80 in southern Wyoming near Rock Springs, if you're going through that area. Looks like also maybe around Cheyenne, actually east and west of Cheyenne right now, over towards Pine Bluffs to the east, and on your way up towards Laramie to the west of Cheyenne, you've got rain, but directly south of Cheyenne, you've got some rain coming down as you go into Colorado through Fort Collins, all the way around Denver right now. Looks like we got some rain, heavy to moderate to heavy rain that's going to be southwest of Denver right now. And pretty much on your way out I-76, I believe, as you head on over towards Nebraska, lots and lots of rain coming across the road. I-70, if you're in the Stratton area on your way over to Kansas, that's where you're going to encounter the rain coming out of the sky there on your drive. But as you just mentioned, the American Southwest, Arizona, we do have some very low humidity for one thing up in northern Arizona, almost just about 8% or so, and gusty winds as well. But you've also got that excessive heat warning down near Tucson, also near Safford, where temperatures can soar up to at least 115 degrees. So that's nothing to sneeze at. That excessive heat warning continues on into the southern desert of California, up through Blythe. It looks like through I-10. If you're on your way through there, on your way to Indio, definitely have that excessive heat. Aerial flood advisories remain going up, looks like 395 out of Ridgecrest up through Lone Pine, almost up to the Reno area. This is because of snowmelt, because of those high temperatures. Heat advisories continue in southern Oregon all the way up Interstate 5 through Portland and then around Seattle right now. We've got, again, low humidity, looks like, and a fire weather warning. So you've definitely got some dry weather there as well. So be careful out there. More next hour.
Well, starting with El Paso, the temperatures are really hot over there in El Paso. Of course, it's going to be warm again across Texas. There's a strong possibility there's going to be some storms kicking up in Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma and Missouri, because we've got a weather system there right now. We do have some flooding in the eastern part of Missouri, in particular going up and down 35, as well as an area of storms down in the southeastern corner of Kansas right now, which takes you into the central part of Missouri. They seem to be moving to the east. They've been there a while. You've got some flood watches and warnings. You've also got some heat warnings over there for some really warm weather today. Then moving up into Minnesota, the northeastern part of Minnesota, to include Duluth, you've got a watch up there for some stagnant air. Once again, some of it could be smoke. Some of it could just be from the heat and the high temperatures. And you do have, in the upper peninsula of Michigan again, some rain as well as some of that schmutzy air floating around. I've coined a new phrase there, Kyle. Everybody seems to be picking up on that now.
Schmutz. Oh, that's right, yes.
Schmutz. Got to remember that. Okay, and then we've got some of that around Chicago, in Illinois. We've got some on the west side of Michigan, along the east side of Lake Michigan. We've got some over there along the north western corner of Lake Erie, over there where our affiliate in Sandusky is. That is AM 660 and Company. And good morning to you folks there in Michigan and over there in Canada, Ontario, Canada, listening to us as well. And then along the lake, you've got some stagnant air there. It comes from the Toledo area, goes all the way over towards Erie, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, you got some of that air today, too. So it'll blow out eventually as things progress during the day. But right now, there's no wind. It's just kind of, you walk outside and you'll just kind of feel like you're in the irk around you. And then we've got some of the same stuff going on. There have been some showers in Jersey. There has been some flooding in Jersey where the rain has been heavy in some places, the lower part of Jersey. And then going up the coastline, you've got a hit-or-miss deal with some fog this morning all the way up to Nova Scotia from about Long Island. So it depends on where you're at. The closer to the water you get, the more the possibility of driving in fog. But, Kyle, we, of course, tell everybody about the pilot and the Flying J, and that was a great place to be yesterday. If you just wanted to stop, take a break, and get into some air-conditioned comfort, that was a place to be, right?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, you can find that place to be simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center along your route, and so you can plan accordingly. And, of course, once you go there, you want to make sure that you're getting your fuel, your food, and your supplies, and you can save and get great offers and earn points simply by downloading the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app, again, available at pilotflyingj.com, or you can find it through your iOS or through your Apple operating system store. Simply go to those particular download areas, and you'll be able to find it. And then sign up and get started, save, and get those great offers. Pilotflyingj.com, and for your RVers out there, check out their great amenities. Again, pilotflyingj.com.
I found another place where you can download the app is Google Play.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, so that or the App Store, yes, for iOS.
Yeah, yeah, I found that out because I was over there looking for a different reason, and there they were. Boom, that happened to be one of the things that popped up. You might be interested in. Okay, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, and we'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.